sometimes we may want another person to change, because if they change, it will be more comfortable for us.
Mm.
It's not, we are not so much concerned about the well-being of that person. And that person may also want us to change, so that will be more comfortable for them. So this is selfish calculations. How can we be more selfless in the interaction? See, the first thing is, to want to be comfortable is not necessarily being selfish. It is, why do I want to be comfortable? Like say, I am sitting here, you are sitting there. Now if that position is a little uncomfortable, we may shift. Now what is the purpose of being comfortable? If by being comfortable, we can serve Krishna better, I can speak better, you can hear better, then seeking comfort itself is not wrong. So if comfort is an end in itself, or if comfort is a means to a higher end, they are two different things. So there is no reason for us to be unnecessarily uncomfortable. If discomfort can be avoided, that's good. But sometimes we go to a program where everything is very crowded, very little places, and we have to sit in the crowded place. That's unavoidable discomfort. We accept that. So similarly, in our relationships, sometimes some people may be behaving in a particular way which is not too difficult for them to change. But that behavior is very troublesome for us. So then telling them about it and explaining why it causes discomfort to us, maybe it may be a small thing for them to adjust. They adjust it. Okay, you know, okay, this is so important for you, I'll do it. So communicating is not a problem. But demanding can be a problem. So if we want that relationship to be comfortable, so that both of us can do our work properly, do our service properly, both of us can move towards Krishna properly, then that's a reasonable thing to communicate. If that thing is difficult for them to change, then we need to learn tolerance. That means, yes, it's uncomfortable, I'll accept it. Once I was giving a talk on cultivating healthy relationships. So I asked, so you know, when we are in the association of devotees, we have to tolerate many things. So what all do we have to tolerate? So one devotee very enthusiastically said, yes, we have to tolerate devotees. So I said, yes, that's a good realization, that we should tolerate devotees and not go away from devotee association. But as we advance more, we will realize that devotees are tolerating us. So, actually, it works both ways. Sometimes the other person has some things which are uncomfortable for us, and we have to tolerate them. And sometimes we have certain things which are uncomfortable for them, and they have to tolerate us. So relationships involve three dynamics. One is, the other person inspires us to change, we inspire the other person to change. So there is some changing that has to be done in the relationship. And there is some tolerating also has to be done. So you know, this is how this person is, I tolerate it. And the most important thing is communicating in a proper way. That means not judging or labeling the person, but communicating in an objective way, you know. For example, when you do like this, this happens. You know, when you don't come on time, I couldn't do this. It is a big problem for me. So I felt annoyed. So when we just, you are always lazy, you are this, you are that, that becomes a problem. So communicating, if we learn to do it in a sensitive way, that can help a lot in minimizing the problems. It is not solve the problems. Every relationship is both an opportunity and a problem. It's an opportunity for us to learn, to grow, to come closer to each other and come closer to Krishna. The basic difference between a material relationship and a spiritual relationship is in the attitude with which we approach the relationship. In material relationships, we approach each other for gratification. Now, you should gratify me and I'll gratify you. But in spiritual relationships, we approach each other for contribution. I want to serve you, I want to serve Krishna, through you and with you. So when we have that attitude, then the expectation is lesser. So we have the accommodation is more. So if we have that attitude of contribution, then yes, in order to enhance our contribution, yes, if you could change this, this is good. But our focus is on contribution, not on gratification. Does that answer your question?
Yes,
thank you. Hare Krishna.